Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now.
Red Bull vodka, heavy on the vodka.
My apologies, ma'am, but the bar is closed for the evening.
What do you mean, the bar is closed? It's not even midnight. This is Europe. Your discotheques are open till 6 a.m. on Tuesdays!
Yes, ma'am. But this is not a discotheque. This is a state funeral.
Funeral. I'm just saying, shouldn't we be pity drinking? How am I going to toast the deceased without a drink? Got you there, didn't I?
I'm quite sorry, ma'am.
Cheerio, fair tenderer bars and magical juice! Perchance Umbama Jaeger, good sir!
Yeah, your manners won't do shit with this guy. He's refusing to serve me.
What the hell? Yo, you can refuse to serve me, but no way you cut off my girlfriend.
Oh, I haven't cut her off, sir. The wake has simply ended, and therefore I have been instructed to cease serving.
Dude, do you know who my best friend is? The prince. Who is basically the king now, okay? So I'll make sure that he knows how you're treating me, buddy.
Very well, ma'am.
Oh, really? That's all you've got? Very well, ma'am!
Hey, Rosie, you know what? We don't need this guy's bad juju. Look, I've seen at least 12 bars tonight. We'll go find one of them, where they'll serve us, like gentlemen, in a castle.
Toodle-doo, douche.
Douches!
Tandon Productions presents His Royal Faken Highness. Episode 5, Spelunking.
I swear there was a bar down this way.
You're lost.
No, I'm not. I'm just exploring.
Sure. And maybe you could find a bar if you had your backpack and creepy-talking map, Dora.
The backpack talks too. Wait. I think it might have been down this hallway. Dude, why'd you stop?
I'm giving our friends at home an option to weigh in. Izquierda o derecha.
Seriously, shut it, Boots.
Derecha. Si. Let's go.
You're lucky I love you.
You're lucky I love you.
Yeah, I am. Come on, this is def it.
Your trusty map betrayed you. Or maybe it was the booze. I don't think Dora the Explorer knew how to rage.
I don't know, dude. I swear the door looked just like this.
Dude, all the doors pretty much look the same. And I think the staircase moved. Like, in Harry Potter.
That's called an escalator.
Nope. Not what I'm talking about, bud. Ugh. My buzz has officially worn off.
No! I will find you this bar if it's the last thing I do. Here, let's go to the left, to the left.
To the left.
To the left. Hey. Okay. This is it. This is it. I am so totes sure.
Okay, babe. Dude, what the fuck? I did not come all the way to Europe to learn. If I wanted a library, I'd have just stayed at school.
Wittenberg's got a library?
Yeah, dummy. Really? You're lucky you're cute.
Damn, this place is huge. Who even knew there were this many books?
You think growing up with all these, Hammy'd be smarter.
Do you think he even knows this place exists?
Probably not. We're exploring uncharted territories where the only native species is the dweeb.
With its mating call. Abstinence.
Oh, shit! Look at these dope-ass Beauty of the Beast letters! Push me! Whee! I forgive you for finding the library!
Oh, wait!
Jeez, I know you think books are just TV for nerds, but there's no need to trash the place.
No, babe, TV is the answer. Have you never seen Scooby-Doo? Removing the right book, full-on guarantees we'll find a spooky speakeasy with some ghoul bartender who will still serve us, and was actually the groundskeeper the whole time. Jinkies!
You're a genius.
Words. words.
Just a few more, and we'll get you that drink.
Nada. One shelf down.
And a million to go.
Echo! Oh, jeez. Yeah, there might be just, like, too many shelves to search. Maybe we call it?
Yeah. There's gotta be a faster way to find a drink in a castle. Gil, maybe we don't put him back.
Ooh, we got ourselves a rebel.
I'm just saying, we'll probably put them back in the wrong order, and then one of their hundreds of librarian servants...
Can you say worst job ever?
Honestly. But they'll just have to re-remove everything and reshelve it. So really, we're saving them time by leaving it this way.
We are such good people. Shall we?
Do a barrel roll!
Oh, shh. We've been caught at the scene of the crime.
Oh, there's got to be something in here. A law, a decree, a something. Okay, wine. It's just you, me, and a pile of books. Just because it felt like he kissed your brains out doesn't mean they're not actually there.
Jesus. Even after a fucking Euro party, she finds her way to a library.
Come on, let's get out of here. Okay, clear.
Noise. Freaking secret agent level unlocked.
Your castle. Next time, give us some lasers for a real challenge.
So... I've got a crazy idea. Hear me out. What if we give up on our quest for booze?
No. Babe, I shall tear this castle down brick by brick to find you a party.
You're an idiot, and I love you.
Oh, shit. You'll fuck me up. Screw booze, Rosie. I found a fucking secret passageway.
No way!
Phenomia!
I love castles!
This is so dope!
Where even are we?
Hell if I know, but we better find some fucking bones down here.
Oh, you know we will. And a bunch of potions from a mad scientist sorcerer, and definitely a ghost.
Oh yeah, definitely some ghosts. Echo!
Whoa, look at this!
Oh, no. Fucking way, dude. There are peepholes into someone's room.
Creepy and so freaking cool. All right, let me look. Oh, dude, we're totally looking through some painting's eyes.
Dude, there's more.
Oh, shh. There's people out there.
Babe, you were right. Secret agent level is fully unlocked. Oh, I bet we could get anywhere through here.
$5 to the first person to find someone doing it.
Deal. Oh, shit. Shh.
Ooh, who is it?
Hamlet.
Nasty.
No, he's not doing it. Gross.
Oh, boy. Whew. You know, we could scare the shit out of him. Make him think this portrait was haunted or something.
Spooky.
Can you tell whose face you're behind?
Oh, man. I think it's his dad's.
Yikes. Too soon. Man, that would have been so fun. I'm a ghost.
Dude, a ghost wouldn't say it's a ghost.
Then what would it say?
I don't know. I've never met one.
So how do you know it wouldn't say, I'm a ghost?
Shit. Sound logic. All right, maybe it would.
Come on. Let's find someone we could scare.
Counter offer. We could spy on my best friend.
Counter offer? Accepted, you little rascal.
Dude, have you seen this one? The headline is terrible, look. Wake and make out. Yeah, not good. But the photo's hot. Can you believe Mom wanted me to cut my hair? O said I really pulled it off. Look how it's like catching the wind.
O said, huh? Stop staring at yourself like that, it's creepy.
Shut up! I'm allowed to appreciate how great I am, okay? Self-love and shit.
Call it what you will. I left an aspirin and a glass of water by your bed. Maybe you should get out of your suit and head there.
Wow, that's so weird.
What?
I didn't realize my mum was in here.
Ha ha.
Oh, shit. This must be Yo's chapstick. No wonder her lips were so soft.
Gross.
Just a fact, man. I need to return this. Any idea where she's at?
Take a guess.
The library?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Classic her. I'll be back in 10. And I promise not to get stabbed in the next 15, so you should head out for the night.
You know, you don't have to return the chapstick, like, right now. I think she can live without it for a night.
Yeah, but I kind of want to.
Never thought I'd see the day.
What day?
The day you were coming up with lame-ass excuses to see Ophelia.
Ah, shut up, dude. I'm just trying to be considerate. Turning over a new leaf or whatever.
Oh, shit. All right, they're on the move. Go, go, go. Follow that way and don't lose track of Hamlin.
Take the right fork.
I lost him.
I've got eyes on this side.
Copy that. I think he's in the library hallway.
Yeah, you'd say that about any hallway.
No, I'm sure of it.
Sure.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Nerd spotted at 10 o'clock. Suck it!
Happily.
Hey, yo. Oh? Ophelia! Jesus Christ! What did you do to the place?
What? Hamlet. Oh, hi. Wait, what did I do?
The books?
Oh, that wasn't me. I must have been that way when I got here.
And you didn't notice? Are you still drinking?
Have drunk. The bottle is empty. The bottle is my muse. I was on a mission. Okay.
Holy shit, you're drunk!
The bottle is my muse.
What are you looking for?
A way out of this stupid engagement.
Dude. Anyone could hear you right now. Okay, Princess Bino.
Wait, what are you doing here? You don't even know the library exists.
I found this. And I think it's yours.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
What's your reading?
The 1783 marriage license of Richard the Dose of Sweden and Her Royal Highness Annalise the Quattro.
And their marriage license is bound? I thought marriage licenses were just a piece of paper you could get at a courthouse or a Vegas wedding chapel.
Not when you're royalty.
Touché. Anything useful?
Not yet. I thought I had a lead, because in this book on the history of coronations, Queen Annalise's coronation date was June 22nd, and her wedding date was June 23rd, which is after the coronation, because 23 comes after 22, because math, right?
I failed algebra, oh, but I do know how to count to 100.
Okay, right, so math. So we're in agreement, but it turns out... that they signed the wedding license on the 21st, which is before the coronation, because 21 is less than 22.
Right, math again.
And then they held the big fancy schmancy ceremonial wedding the next day. So back to square one.
Damn. So you found nothing?
Not totally. I found a lot of accounts of unhappy marriages, so we've got that legacy to live up to.
Hey, come on, don't think that way. Negative energy won't get us anywhere.
Well, positive energy hasn't gotten me anywhere either.
Then let me help. Contrary to what you might think, I can read.
Hamlet, there's no way in the hell you'll understand these antiquated legal doctrines.
If you can read them shit-faced, I think I can get through them sober.
I'm not that drunk, and you're not that sober.
It's a book, not heavy machinery. And this is my life, too.
Fine. Take one.
And?
And what?
And, I don't know. This is like 600 pages. Where should I start? What exactly am I looking for?
At the beginning? That's usually how it's done. And if I knew what exactly to be looking for, I wouldn't still be looking, would I? Just read.
Fine. The beginning. Here we go.
Damn, he's got it bad.
Yeah, she's got him reading. It's not even for school. Promise me you'll never do that to me.
I promise.
Good.
Back to spying?
Okay, I found something worse than reading. Watching someone else read. I'm bored.
Agreed. Let's get these nerds and find something fun.
Nothing.
Nada.
Lights off in this room.
I would have never gotten through this evening without you, my love.
It was my honor to be at your side. It is where I always hoped to be.
Oh, bitch, you're about to owe me $5.
Huh?
Hamwood's mom is totally flirting with some dude.
No way.
Oh, shit, they're kissing.
Hot.
Really?
I don't know. She keeps it tight. And there's like something about her being a queen. Okay, don't judge me.
No, it's chill. That just means you'll keep loving me even when I'm old like her.
She's not that old.
Stop trying to justify what you just said, dude. She's hot. You're right. I'm not jealous. Especially because she's with some old dude.
Who is it?
Can't tell from the back of his head.
Oh my god, look.
Who is... Oh, fuck. Yo, that's his uncle.
Dude, I swear to god, if I die, you can never fuck my sister.
One, ew, never. She's the worst. Two, if you die, I'll be right behind you. You're my ride or die. Emphasis on die. Pinky promise.
I love you. Pinky promise.
Man, I think it's like, for real. You know, like, they're staring into each other's eyes.
And exchanging sweet nothings.
It's kinda hot.
Yeah, until you remember he's her brother-in-law. Or, I guess, ex-brother-in-law now? I don't know the language about boinking your dead husband's brother. Beyond yuck.
Yeah, but, I mean, she's a single lady, and, like, funeral sex is super much a thing.
It's true. Out with one stiff and boing, and with another.
Did you hear something?
Hear what?
I thought I heard something. Wine, darling.
Yes, thank you.
Of course. To the future.
To remembering the past.
How are you really holding up?
I've been better. I feel so torn. Remembering him today was hard. He was a good man. He really did try to do his best for our country.
As will we, in his memory.
And that's the rub, this we. Even as I mourn his loss, my heart can't help but flutter when you say we. We, so simple but so beautiful. It feels like a word made for us and just us alone.
I love you. I love us.
And yet, as much as I love this, I feel a constant cloud over me. I worry for Hamlet. He'll have to become a man without his father as a mentor.
He will be fine, love. I will help guide him to become the man he should be.
But it will never be the same.
I would never try to be his father. But I do hope that he can still look up to me and learn from me.
The longer we keep this from him, the harder it will be to tell him of our relationship. I worry that if we wait too long, he will never be able to forgive us.
Patience is a virtue we must practice. As eager as I am to share our love with the world, it hardly seems prudent so soon after the king's passing. It might appear improper.
Perhaps because it is.
Can anything this true be improper?
Perhaps not.
And there is no reason for anyone to know that our relationship preceded my brother's passing.
That seems insincere.
But essential, my dear lady. Think not for us, but for Hamlet and my dear brother's memory. There is no need to besmirch his legacy with this truth, and I can only imagine the pain it will cause Hamlet to know how long our love has been.
Very well.
Holy fucking shit!
Holy fucking shit!
Dude, they've been fucking for a while.
We gotta tell him!
Nose goes.
You can't nose goes with two people. We've gotta, like, man up and, like, really tell him. You know, like, good friends and shit.
But it's gonna be hard.
A strong argument.
It's gonna be so awkward. Yo, dude, your mom and uncle are fucking...
Counter argument? We could let him down easy.
And how do we do that?
We could, like, get him drunk and then stage a play and then maybe...
Rosie, I just had a brain blast of the most epic nature.
Go on.
You remember that portrait in his room?
Oh, no.
Yes, dude, it takes out all the awkwardness. It'll be coming from someone he trusts.
And he won't have to know that we know. Yeah, you're right, it's genius.
Let's do it.
Damn, this still reading? Gone forever. How many pages have they gotten through?
Nah, she is, but he's dicking around on his phone. There's my boy.
We gotta get him away from her.
I'll text him. Whoa! Oh, look what I found!
You got something?
Well, not really, but I thought I could Google, like, getting out of marriage, Breland, and from there I ended up on our Wikipedia page, and then mine, and then Wittenberg's, and did you know there's a secret society on campus? How dope is that?
Seriously?
No, I was trying. I was. Don't be mad. I started off on topic, and I just got a little creative in my search.
How's this? Dude, where are you at? Hugh just yelled at me for sneaking you out, which I didn't even do. So get your ass back to your room before he murders you.
Perfect. Send it.
Oh, shit. I gotta go. Hugh's losing his shit because I left my bedroom / prison and told him I'd be right back. Sorry for leaving you with all this and, you know, for getting a little off topic.
It's fine. I did try to warn you.
Is research always this boring?
Pretty much.
Maybe we should just get married.
Who has the negative energy now?
I mean, there are worse things than marrying you.
Like reading?
I know you're joking, but I'm like trying to maybe be a little bit serious. I mean, it's my duty to the women of the world to remain a bachelor as long as possible, but I don't know. I guess being married to you wouldn't totally suck.
You ever think about writing Hallmark movies?
Look, I know it was for the camera, but I didn't mind kissing you.
Again, the epitome of romance.
So, what? You had a bad time?
No, I enjoyed the kiss, too. And talking with you, I was having an okay time, I guess.
Who's the romantic now?
Maybe tonight was a little bit better than okay.
A little bit better than okay, huh? I've got to say, you're not nearly as stuck up as I thought you were.
Right, as I thought we were making progress.
I'm kidding.
No, you're not.
You're right. Honesty is important in relationships.
You read that out of a book?
Don't be ridiculous. You know I can't read. I just feel like, you know, we used to be close, and then, I don't know, something changed between us.
Something?
I'm trying to say that whatever I did, it meant I've missed out on counting you as a friend, Ophelia. And I'm sorry for that.
Me too.
Good. Friends?
Friends. But friends do not a marriage make.
It gets us halfway there.
And the other half?
I figure we both photograph well in crowns.
Our kisses certainly do.
Hmm. Maybe your eyelashes could catch more snowflakes.
Hmm. And maybe it could be our mattress that you steal in a winter storm.
Maybe. Shit. Hey, dude, I'm on my way back. Chill. Just tell Hugh I had to take a dump and didn't want to stink up my room, okay?
Yeah, moment's over.
I've really got to go. Sorry. See you in the morning. It's going to be a long day.
Voice, although it's not his dad.
Yeah, but it's like a ghost dad. His voice is probably shrill or something.
Shh, he's coming. Shut up. Just read what I wrote you.
Yo, Hugh, I'm back. So you can stop having your aneurysm.
Come on. Do it. Read it.
I'm a ghost!
What the fuck?
You idiot.
Yes! Here, son, to the painting. It is me. I am your dad's ghost.
Seriously, What the fuck?
No, no, play it straight.
Who the fuck are you?
I am thy father's spirit. Mark me.
What the hell? You?
If thou didst ever thy dear father love, revenge him.
Seriously, what the fuck?
Your uncle. I, that incestuous beast, that adulterate beast, won to his shameful lust the will of my most seeming virtuous queen.
What the hell does that mean?
Just keep waiting.
I shall make it simple for you, dear son. Your uncle did your mother woo. They are together biblically, and have been since before your father's... my death!
I'm sorry, what?
Dude, your uncle and mom are having an affair.
Gil?
No, no! Who is Gil? It is I, your father's ghost. Revenge me!
Seriously, Gil, is this some sick joke? Because it's not funny!
Alas, I wish it were not so, but tis.
Fuck.
Fuck indeed! Adieu, adieu, banana hammock. Remember me,
Gil, I know it's you. This isn't funny! Come back! What the hell? What the hell?
This episode was written by Kelly Gregg and directed by Marissa Tandon. It featured Mary Frances Noser as Rosie, William Finn as Gil, Patrick Olsen as Hamlet, Jacqueline Emerson as Ophelia, Dallas Seeker as Hugh, Lily Richards as Genevieve, Dylan McCollum as Clarence, and Nate Ballard as the bartender. Until our next episode, you can visit TandonProductions.com and join us on social media at OfficialHRFH.